It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, welcome to another exciting edition of Satellite Guys, that U.S. podcast. And you know, Scott, I've been turbodized.
You've been turbocharged, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Turbocharged, turbocharged. Same thing. Wow, we've had what a week, Scott.
Oh, an incredible week. And hate to say it, but I knew most of the news that was coming out this week before it happened. And had to keep mum about it. And it was hard to bite my lip. But the news is finally out, and we were the first ones to break it. So I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah, it's definitely, we've been talking about the Dish 1080p, which we'll talk a little bit later on the show, but what we haven't been talking about is DirecTV's PVR and their 1080p release.
Well, exactly what happened, and the way I understand it is, as you may remember, last week, one of the days, Dish Network put up the Turbo HD website, which mentioned that it did 1080p, and the website was put up by mistake. It wasn't supposed to be online, it was supposed to go to the in-house web server so that way they could finish with it, because if you saw the page, I mean, it looked nice and everything, but it was just had words on it just to fill the space. It wasn't officially done yet. And when Dish Network noticed that they put the website online by accident, they removed it. Of course, DirecTV got to see that website when they put it online and tried beating Dish Network to the punch by issuing a press release saying that you know, they would have 130 HD channels and that they would be offering 1080p by the end of the year. And it got really interesting there, and everybody was like, ooh, look at this. And, you know, got some good press for DirecTV, but by the end of the week, Dish Network turned it around, and, you know, with their own press release saying that they're turbocharging people. Now, turbocharging, from where I sit, is a marketing gimmick. And for some stupid reason, when they put the new HD channels on the other night, they took down about 10 HD channels and put a countdown timer on the screen in place of 10 of the HD channels, telling them that their satellite receiver was being turbocharged. In reality, they were just running a countdown timer, but nothing was happening to your boxes. No turbocharging necessary at this point. Now, the interesting point is Dish will be the first to market with actual 1080p. They're going to be showing the movie I Am Legend, the Will Smith movie. I saw it before. I didn't really care for it, but they're going to be offering that for $299 in Blu-ray quality. Now, I asked Dish Network what that meant, Blu-ray quality, and they said it's going to be comparable to Blu-ray content. That's all they'll say. They won't say the exact resolution it's going to be shown at, comparable to Blu-ray. And I also heard from some people at the Blu-ray Association who said they're going to be watching Dish Network very carefully to make sure that their quality is comparable to Blu-ray, because they don't want Dish Network putting out crap and saying this is comparable to Blu-ray and having it be crap, because that would make Blu-ray look bad, and Blu-ray does not want that. So it's going to get very, very interesting there. The resolution on it is going to be 1080p, 24 frames per second. Some people were wondering what that's going to be there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it. On Thursday night, I put something online where it actually shows you how Dish Network's 1080p is going to work. You're going to tune to channel 501 when it's available. At the moment, they haven't finished the drivers yet for the 1080p. They're supposed to be coming out with them within the next week or so, and then you'll see channel 501 appear on your receiver.
Yeah, Scott, I gotta agree with you. This has definitely been a marketing gimmick here in the Chicagoland area. They've been turbocharging everything left and right. You see a turbocharge commercial, and the way they've been advertising is they're advertising it as the only 100 HD service, which, as a DirecTV customer, I'm sitting there looking at this beautiful Dish Network commercial that they've done up, and that's bogus, because I have over 100 high definition channels right now as it stands, even though it's not the, I don't pay for just HD only, I get them with my SD channels also, but it's kind of confusing to DirecTV customers, and I'm kind of chuckling because I know I have over 100 channels.
Yeah, one of the things I think for the end of the year, we're going to see both companies advertising up to 150 HD channels, and they'll make that mark. And then next year at this time, I don't even expect them to be counting HD channels anymore, because it's just going to be frivolous. So what we got, going back to the 1080p on how Dish Network works, you tune to channel 501 when it is available. And again, we're about a week away from making that available there. Well, they're about a week away from making it available. I don't work for Dish Network. And when you tune to it, it's going to ask you if you want to order the movie. If you select yes, your screen is then going to go blank for about 15 seconds while your satellite receiver figures out if the satellite receiver is compatible sending out 1080p signals to your HDTV. Now, your HDTV must be hooked up via HDMI cables. It will not work with components, so it needs to be HDMI, and then the receiver will do a little test to make sure that the TV is compatible with it and must have HDCP protection enabled on the TV and 1080p. And if it does pass those tests there, it will come back and it will say, it will come back in actually 1080p. The screen will appear in 1080p. And you'll see it saying, your TV's passed. Do you wish to, you sure you wish to order the movie? And you hit yes, and then the movie will start playing immediately in full 1080p.
So yeah, that's going to be some good stuff once when that starts moving forward. And we're going to go ahead and move forward. You know, Scott, I was watching HDNet last night, and wow, the picture over at DirecTV looks fantastic because they switched it from MPEG-2 to MPEG-4.
Yeah, that was a nice big switch this week, and it improved the picture quality of those channels on DirecTV immensely. I was really, really shocked at how good they looked. I'm not sure if you can do it now, but when they first switched them over, you could still look at the MPEG-2 ones in the 90-channel range and flip back and forth between that and the MPEG-4 and see what a difference the MPEG-4 really brings to the table for DirecTV.
The only issue that I've found so far with the between the MPEG-2 and MPEG-4 is the way that they renumbered the channels. I'm having to get used to where HDNet is, and I'm kind of used to having HDNet and HDNet movies side by side, and they're not like that anymore. One's in the upper 300s and the other one's in the 500s, and it's kind of really weird the way they kind of space these channels out.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that one, and I can also give you the same complaint about Dish Network, which also launched 17 HD channels this week. And again, there, the HBOs, I've been watching the HBOs for the past couple days, and the HBOs are spectacular. I haven't gotten actual resolution yet, so any of you guys with the TS Reader software out there who are able to check that information out or have a way of doing that, I'd like to know the actual resolution, because I remember reading something a couple months ago saying that when HBO puts up its HD suite, that the satellite and cable providers could not alter the signal. So if they're sending out a 1920 by 1080 signal, someone like Dish Network couldn't downconvert it to 1440 by 1080. The only thing they could really do with it is, you know, encode it with like a 8PSK type setup or DVB-S2 type setup to just remodulate it to fit in better in a better transmission protocol. But not, and I repeat, but not alter the video quality itself.
Yeah, I'm really excited that Dish finally did launch the HBO suit and also a couple other Starz channels that they launched. And that's definitely going to be great news for customers because both companies are launching channels left and right. And it seems like the big HD race is in full steam ahead.
Yeah, and no matter which company you have right now, it doesn't really matter. You're getting great HD. And you know, as they're continuing fighting against each other, the winners of this are us, the consumers, because we're all getting a lot of new HD, a lot of really good HD. HD, its time is now. It's here. It's mainstream, and it's about time.
Right, and as we're looking forward to Dish Network's future plans, we're looking over at the 72.5 operation, orbital location for their satellite for Eastern Arc. And we notice kind of a big thing is that Dish is starting to send SD light per se with their MPEG-4 channels that are in standard definition.
Well, yes and no. What they're doing here, and let me explain what's going on to people that don't know. We're talking about the Eastern Arc service, first of all. EchoStar 6 has arrived at 72.5 degrees and has turned on transponders in testing. And in the testing, they have uplinked a bunch of standard definition channels in MPEG-4. Now, the video quality there on those channels are 480 by 480 resolution, which is the same resolution that DirecTV sends their standard definition channels out. But currently on Dish Network, for its real MPEG-2 standard definition, Dish Network is sending out a 540 by 480 signal. So the picture quality is as good as DirecTV's. Actually, it's a little better than DirecTV's because of the MPEG-4 compression in it. But the resolution is the same as DirecTV's, and it's lower than what Dish Network is issuing now on its regular Dish Network service.
Right, yeah, and I know a lot of people who watch DirecTV's SD, and they do, that seems to be the number one complaint about DirecTV's SD is the picture quality. Whereas now that we're moving to high definition, a lot of people are not watching those SD channels anymore, and they're just going straight with high definition because it looks so great.
I'm thinking that could be why part of the reason why Dish Network is putting up the MPEG-4 standard definition in the 480x480 resolution, because not too many people are going to be watching those channels anyways.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and I really wish that some other news that came out was that DirecTV, with now that DirecTV 11 is operational, that they're going to be adding like 25 sports channels, a couple pay-per-views, instead of a couple of national channels.
Yeah, well, we knew that it was going to be a slow rollout because, again, they only have a limited amount of national HD space on the satellite, and it's going to last them for the next year and a half to 2 years, depending on when the next satellite actually gets launched. So they got to be very selective about what they put up there. I was kind of surprised not to see the HBO channels put up, and very surprised not to see them put up the Starz channel, since Starz is owned by Liberty Media, and Liberty Media is the owner of DirecTV. So Dish Network has channels from the owner of DirecTV that DirecTV doesn't even have yet, and I found that kind of funny.
Yeah, I know, and there's also other business partners there that DirecTV has that EchoStar has kind of burned bridges with, like Fox News Channel and a couple other ones, And you know, it's definitely interesting how DirecTV is rolling this out. Maybe one day we're going to get a big surprise and they're going to throw a couple bones at us. But right now I'm just kind of scratching my head on what they have decided to put on DirecTV 11.
It'll be there. They're just doing it slowly and choosing all their options carefully. And personally, I don't blame them. And speaking of Dish Network burning people and burning bridges and stuff like that, let's go in and talk about Goal TV, the soccer service that was very popular on Dish Network on channel, I believe it was 401. On August 1st at midnight, that channel went off the air on Dish Network without any warning, no notice from Dish Network whatsoever. In fact, Dish has no notice whatsoever on its website about it and still lists it in its channel guide. But according to Dish Network, if you hit the info screen, is that they could not come to a fair contract, so Dish Network dropped the channel from its lineup. Soccer fans are not happy. I went to EPL Talk, which is a Premier League soccer talk forum, and people are very, very upset there, and they're canceling Dish Network left and right because their favorite soccer channel has been removed. Now, one thing to remember here is for a lot of the soccer fans, they were very upset when Dish Network removed Voom, because Voom had World Sport HD, which aired a lot of the games in full high definition. And when they yanked that channel off the air, when they yanked all the Vooms off the air, they told the soccer fans to tune into Goal TV because they showed most of those soccer matches there. And now that outlet does not exist either, so soccer fans are not happy.
Wow, that's crazy. And what's next for soccer fans? MLS Direct Kick going by? Wow. Is Goal TV available on DirecTV, or are they on a...
Not on DirecTV yet, and... hopefully they can bang on a contract there, because soccer fans are very, very diehard customers. If you have a soccer channel they want, they will subscribe to your services, and they're very good customers. And to do something like this and just pull the rug out from under people, and again, this childish bullcrap of Dish Network just pulling channels off the air without any warning to its customers is getting tiring, and I'm sick of hearing Charlie Ergen and the gang going on television and saying, well, we did it because we wanted to save you some money, because that's ultimately bullcrap. When you compare your bill compared to a DirecTV bill, you're paying basically the same thing. There's no savings between the two. And when's the last time you've seen DirecTV go out and yank some channels off the air for a few days trying to get a better contract price? It's just childish, it's bullcrap, and they're a Fortune 500 company, and they should start acting like it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Scott. You know, I've had DirecTV for almost a year now, and it seems like the better value is coming from DirecTV, where I get all the sports channels that I want, all the sports packages, and not only that, I get all the high-def channels that I wanted before Dish started kind of rolling out. It just seems that the value has been kind of adding up for DirecTV, and a lot of the old Dish Network subscribers have seen that and started switching over to DirecTV.
Yeah, and Goal TV wasn't the only thing they dropped on August 1st. There's also been four local stations I think three of them are ABC stations, and one of them being a CBS station, and they're all in the Indianapolis, Nebraska areas. But those customers in those areas woke up to find some of their local channels missing, because once again, Charlie's trying to save us some money by negotiating hardball with these guys, and again, it's not saving me or you any money. It's just aggravating when you go to watch TV and your favorite channel is no longer there, and Dish Network didn't give you any warning. They just yanked the channel out from underneath you, and it's getting bad. And another thing I'd like to talk about real quick before we go, and I know the music is just starting to play, is on Monday they're going to be having the Dish earnings call, and it's going to be really interesting to see how things go there. I'm predicting the first ever subscriber loss for Dish Network, and with the way they're running the company, it really shows why they're losing customers. And you know, the people at Dish really got to get their ducks all lined up in a row and get on the ball here, because the way the company's being run now, it's on autopilot, and it's sad to see.
Well, that's definitely the music, Scott, and we'll see you next week. And we do have somebody on the podcast hotline. We'll get to you next week.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.